Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. The search for a missing girl from Melcher, Dallas last week ended when she was found safe in Texas. Our Dr. Bob Leonard spoke with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt and County Attorney Ed Bull about the search and what may occur as they investigate the circumstances of her disappearance.
A missing Melcher, Dallas girl, 14-year-old Liberty Bowley, has been found. Marion County law enforcement officials tell KNIA KRLS News she is safe and was located in southern Texas this morning. I sat down with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt and Marion County Attorney Ed Bull early this afternoon to ask what they could share with the public at this time. Sheriff, can you share a little bit about how the missing girl was found?
Yes. Yesterday afternoon, the county attorney's office and the sheriff's office joined into the investigation with Melcher Dallas PD, along with the DCI, to try to locate Liberty. It was something that Melcher had started the investigation on it, had developed some leads, and just needed some assistance from all of us to see those leads through. We obviously take all the leads very seriously, whether they're from the public or whether it's information that we've gathered through interviews, and we try to narrow down the accuracy of what those leads tell us. In this situation, the interviews and the leads led us to southern Texas with information that we were able to gather through investigative techniques, through interviews, information from witnesses. Once we were kind of narrowed that search area to a few different cities and towns in southern Texas, we were able to get the assistance of those local agencies who were fabulous to work with. There were some sheriff's offices in southern Texas involved, San Antonio PD, and it's great in a situation like this that you can pick up the phone and call another law enforcement agency or officer and tell them, hey, this is what we have, this is what we need from you, will you help us? And they say, you bet. If there's a lost child that is missing, everybody wants to bring that child home and figure out to make sure the child's safe. And they did a great job. Obviously, we had a lot of people here that, whether it be the Melcher Dallas Police Department, the DCI, the sheriff's deputies, the Marion County Attorney's Office had the county attorney and three of the assistant county attorneys were here till 3:30 this morning helping to work on this and to narrow down our area of search. And the outcome was we found her. She's safe. She's in the custody of Texas officials, and we're going to be bringing her back to Iowa. Another key component of this investigation was the work that the Marion County dispatchers did. Obviously, they have a hard enough job in regards to answering all the calls for service that go on a normal day, but they were also very beneficial and assisted us in gathering information on where Libby was at. A lot of times, they're kind of the unknown entity that does a lot of work behind the scenes. Whether I'm as myself as the sheriff or the uniformed deputies, we get a lot of credit on things, but I can't express enough how much the dispatchers and the hard work they did in the last 18 hours to give us information that we needed to bring her home safely.
And Ed, are there any charges pending? Is anybody in custody related to this?
Not at this time. First and foremost, our priority was to find Libby and safely bring her back to Iowa. Law enforcement did that. They did it very well and very, very quickly. Every citizen of Marion County should be proud of Sheriff Jason Sandholt and the actions of his officers, as well as the Melcher Dallas Police Department, the Iowa DCI, the Department of Human Services, and all the Texas officials who went beyond anything that we could possibly have expected of them to help us. The next stage of the investigation is to determine who were the primary actors and what their actions were and where did their actions take place at. And that will take time as we continue to develop all the information that we need to know to hold whoever may be responsible. Oftentimes, Bob, you and I will speak about how long it takes for law enforcement to get the reports. And I know the public wants answers and they want answers quickly. In this case, we also have not just law enforcement officers from the state of Iowa, but law enforcement officers from another state as well. And so we will do our due diligence. We will work in cooperation with law enforcement both here and in the state of Texas and perhaps anywhere in between. And at that point, we will make determinations based on what we know and what legally the laws are in the state of Iowa, what may be the laws in the state of Texas. We'll work in consultation with the district attorney's office down there as well and make a determination of what we can do. At this point, though, Bob, after nearly 22 hours of straight work, I'm just glad we found Libby and we found her safe.
That's Marion County Attorney Ed Bull and Sheriff Jason Sandholt speaking with our Dr. Bob Leonard. Thank you for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.